Ignoring the voice inside his head, Theron made his way to the bedroom at the rear of the apartment, stripped off his clothes, flicked off the light, and crawled under the covers. Just as he was on the verge of drifting off, however, he was jarred awake by the chime of an incoming holocall.
"Except incoming,"
he muttered groggily, taking a moment to realize the call wasn't coming on his cybernetic implant.
He rolled over and tapped the holocom on the nightstand beside the bed, propping himself up on his elbow to get a better view.
To his surprise, an image of Tefith materialized before him, the glow of the holo spreading faintly across the otherwise darkened room.
"Why are you in bed?"
the Twi'lek asked, arching her eyebrows in surprise.
"You sleeping? Or you with a friend?"
I'm alone,"
Theron stammered, his mind spinning as he tried to wrap his head around the situation.
Why is she calling? Where is she calling from? How did she know where I'm staying?
"Didn't think you'd be home. Gonna leave a message."
Theron realized he wasn't the only one taken aback by their unexpected conversation. Knowing Tefith was a bit flustered as well helped him regain some of his composure.
"So give me the message."
After a moment's hesitation, Tefith took a deep breath, then blurted out,
"Know you are there on Nar Shaddaa. Don't need you following us. Don't want you following us. Back off, or you'll be sorry."
"How'd you even get this number?"
Theron asked, not bothering to respond to her ultimatum.
"Not so hard. You think you're only one who can find people?"
"So you went to all the trouble of tracking me down just to tell me to leave you alone?"
"Didn't ask for your help. Don't need it. Take care of ourselves."
"Really? Seemed to me if I hadn't stepped in, you'd be a rotting corpse in a Nar Shaddaa landfill right about now."
"Think we owe you now? That's why you help us?"
"I just happened to be in the area. Thought I'd help you out for old time's sake."
"Liar. Not just Nar Shaddaa, right? You there on Korriban? Belsavis? Zyost?"
"I've never been to Zyost in my life."
"No more watching. Stop following us. Got it?"
"Don't worry about it. I'm staying on Coruscant for a while, taking some time off from field work. I'm focusing on reports and paperwork now."
Why would you even tell her that? You becoming one of those office drones that complains to anyone who will listen?
"You? Behind a desk?"
Tefith's face broke into a grin.
"Funny."
"The choice wasn't really mine,"
Theron said, his voice betraying more anger than he intended.
"Always got a choice. Sounds like you just a quitter."
"Why do you even care?"
"Don't,"
Tefith said with a shrug.
"Be boring. We don't care. Just leave us alone."
The holo abruptly disconnected, leaving Theron alone in the dark. He rolled over, closed his eyes, and tried to go to sleep. But something Tefith had said had lodged itself inside his head, and instead of drifting off into dreamland, he kept circling back to it.
"She mentioned Zyost. The old Tian Brotherhood must have begun moving in there when the Empire started allowing outsiders to visit the world."
The simple fact might seem insignificant, but Theron knew there was a reason he couldn't let it go. His subconscious had latched onto it for some reason. Now he had to draw it out.
"Zyost. That's the key. Zyost!"
In a flash of inspiration, it all came together. Operation Endgame. Ignited by the catalyst, the past week of research and analysis fused into the beginnings of a plan to bring down the Ascendant Spear. Theron sprang out of bed, eager to record the details while they were still fresh in his mind.
"And, with a little luck, this will get me back in the field, too."